4. Seascape, Stories of Maritime Traditions. The dual chapter of our story dedicated to landscape explores how human beings, by overcoming their fear of the unknown, have sought to define boundaries, both physically and mentally, transforming the natural world into a landscape, both marine and terrestrial. Now, imagine yourself in a harbor. Water, a primordial natural element, has shaped human cultures since their very origins. Think of the navigation tools used to reach celestial bodies and gravitational forces, or the knowledge of ocean currents that guide fishermen to abundant catches. The shifting relationships between maritime ecosystems and the people who inhabit them have transformed the natural environment into diverse landscapes, shaping their social, economic, and cultural characteristics. Every maritime and coastal landscape is unique, shaped by local conditions and available resources. The waters are traversed by different types of boats, fishing nets, and tools, adorned with amulets, ex-votos, and tattoo symbols, and enriched by folk tales and legends that vary from place to place. Yet water always remains an active force, one that must be engaged with constantly in order to be preserved and harnessed, whether for collection, desalination, or irrigation of pastures, fisheries, and farmland. These practices are guided by an intricate water memory, embodied in aqueducts, land reclamation works, canals, mills, miracles, and water-bound livelihoods. This physical and symbolic domestication of natural fluids has given rise to an array of myths, legends, ritual practices, and seafaring traditions.